This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Welcome to the launch of Wellington's Rainbow Crossing. Now, first things first, today is Carmen Rupe's birthday. She would have been 82 today. Now, just a couple of things about Carmen. I want to mark her and the wonderful life she led. She was well ahead of her time. She campaigned for things like decriminalisation of prostitution, abortion, and homosexuality. She opened the International Coffee House. She set Wellington's entertainment alight. She campaigned with the best campaign slogan I've ever heard, "Get in behind." And I loved her famous quote. She said of her competitors, of Sir Francis Kitt, she said, "Well, I'm more attractive than him. I'm more charming than Michael Fowler. And I'd certainly beat Tony Blunt in a fight." And given she was 130 kg, Māori and from Tomaranui, I don't doubt her. But thank you for everything you did for Wellington, and in part, that's why we're here today. I also want to thank a couple more people. Grant Robertson. Woo! Now, Grant has got a beaming smile today because he's happy to be here for the Rainbow Crossing launch, but also because he's found a $5 billion surplus and business confidence is booming. To the City Council, all the staff worked so hard putting all of this together. You know who you are, our urban design team. Thank you for your support and congratulations on a job well done. To all the councillors for all your support getting this project underway, thank you. And I want to say to the Rainbow community, look, this is us standing in support of you. This is a show of our solidarity. This is the type of city we want to be in. We want to express these values in a tangible way. We know that we need to work with you to make Wellington safe, to have safe spaces, and we want our entire city to be safe. Kia ora mai tātou, thank you.
Kia ora nami, nui kia koutou katoa. I'm not even sure this microphone's working. I just wanted to say really quickly on behalf, if I can speak briefly on behalf of Wellington's Rainbow Community, to say a huge thank you to the Wellington City Council and to Justin Lester. We've got a big range of the councillors here. Deputy Mayor Jill Day, Brian Dawson, Fleur Fitzsimons, Chris Kelby Freeman. Wellington City Council genuinely backs and supports our community. So can we have a big round of applause and a cheer for the Wellington City Council? From my perspective, I love seeing this here because for me, Cuba Street and this precinct is a big part of what makes Wellington, Wellington, a place where we do genuinely welcome everybody. We don't judge, we embrace diversity. It's not about tolerance, it's not about acceptance, it's about embracing diversity as giving us strength. And that's what I see in Wellingtonians every day. I didn't know Carmen Rupe, but I did know somebody I want to mention today, and that's Chrissy Witako. When I first came to Wellington, I did go to the Evergreen Coffee Lounge only for toasted sandwiches, I assure you. And Chrissy was there and she represented the spirit that Carmen had brought forward and others who have carried that on. I want to acknowledge Scotty and Mel and people who still make this part of Wellington really important for our diversity. So to me, this is a great day. I hope when people come here and they walk across this crossing, they think about what a great city Wellington is, what a brilliant place we are. There's always more to do in the agenda for equal rights and equity for our communities, but this is a sign that Wellington values all of us. Kia ora tātou.
Kia ora tātou. First of all, just happy birthday to Carmen, and I just want to acknowledge all of those that have come before us to make something like today possible. That's amazing, and we can't underestimate the struggles that our ancestors have been through, and even people still alive today, for us to be able to celebrate something like this in Wellington. I think this is an incredible start of some really awesome work for Wellington to become a safe place for rainbow communities, and I think something like the Rainbow Crossing, while it might seem small for new people coming to Wellington, for international visitors, for young people growing up in the city, I think this really big, bright Rainbow Crossing on Cuba Street will make a difference. I do want to say that I think it's the start, it's the beginning, and I think there are so many more awesome ideas. And I also just want to let people know, because not everyone may be aware, that the City Council, they also consulted with Rainbow Community Groups. They did an amazing job of bringing groups from across the community together for a hui with their urban design team to say, it's not just about this crossing, what else do you want? And the community said loud and clear that we want a physical space, a community centre. We want to bring... We want to bring back times where Carmen and her friends had that cafe and those kind of things, a space that we can meet that isn't just fueled around alcohol.
No.
So I also just want to acknowledge all the hard work of the organisations that are currently doing such a hard job to create safe services and spaces for young people and older people and all sorts of people in Wellington, because without them, something like this would not mean anything. It's really those services and support organisations that support people to be here and to walk on the crossing. So just want to shout out to all of those and to Wellington City Council and to Wellington for coming out and making this such an incredible celebration and occasion. And let's keep going. Next on the agenda, I think, is like gender neutral bathroom rollouts across the city. So thank you.
Kia ora koutou. I'm Tony Nightingale of Rainbow Wellington. We've now got multiple generations of people who have a rainbow identity out there. What I really like about this, it's a tangible symbol of that council commitment to the rainbow community. I'm a little worried by the look right on one side. I'm a little bit more pleased by the look left on this side. But I'll tell you what, I adore the multi colours that go from one side to the other, and the recognition of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, intersex, asexual, pansexual, and anybody else who's not quite straight in the middle of our city. And that is great.
Cool. We're now officially going to cut the ribbon. And could I ask everyone just to move away from the crossing, because we're going to do from either side, from that side and from this side, and we'll meet in the middle.